Did you have a target audience in mind, and were you consciously communicating anything to them? How would you gauge your success in this?
I had a wishful audience in my mind, because before that I have never worked on a project that ended up reaching out to so many people. You know, I mean, I have very few commercial bones in my body. Okay, my instincts were usually, first instinct usually is not commercial. Not to say that it's obscure, abstract, or stylized, or, you know, highly intellectual. No, it's just that, you know, some people have a very, you know, sensitive touch, you know, to the you know, they can read the pulse of what is popular, what's going to be popular, and what's going to sell today. You know, that's not how I'm wired, and that's not how TTP, you know, has developed. So, but with Xin Yao, you know, it's like when you meet up with your secondary school or primary school friends, you know, there's just that connection. It's not about what you're doing today. It's not about having these conversations with, you know, my old schoolmate is going to help me sell another product or advance my career or make more money. You know, it's just that emotional, you know, foundation or connection that has been brewed through time. You know, when you go back to it, you can still taste same flavor that was very familiar, but that's not how it tastes better now. You know, so to me, with Xin Yao, something like Xin Yao, at that time, it was like the wine that has been, you know, that has been sitting there, and it has, you know, reached a certain level that, you know, that if you go back and taste it again, it's going to taste damn good, you know. So I was hoping that I was not just going to be the only one that wanted to taste the wine, you know. I had sort of a faith that there are people out there too. Because if I know that today, you know, the friends that I used to pick up a guitar and sing songs and play with, today if we are sitting at a campfire, I pick up the guitar, we'll go back and sing the same song again. So to me, I felt like there was enough of a collective memory there that there would be an audience out there. But I have to say, this audience at that time was not really discovered, except for like Tan Changren, when they were doing Chongfeng, you know, the concerts of Taiwanese folk music from the 70s and the 80s. But even that was not big. You know, that was just like a handful of people. So when we decided to do 19 shows at that time, you know, at Drama Center Theatre, I remember even Wen Hong from Radio 1003, you know, UFM 1003, said to me, "You guys must be crazy. You know, you're doing 19 shows." And I said to him, I said, "Well, I'm aiming for 60% box office lah. You know, it's a risk, but I kind of feel like, you know, there's nothing scientific or you know, kind of a calculator in this. I just kind of have this hunch that I think there will be people to watch it lah. I think we can hit 60% lah." So, so in that sense, I was kind of speaking to myself. That was the audience, you know. And then there was a leap of faith that there are other people like me out there. Yeah.
It was easier for the second and third run?
It was easier because you kind of feel like, okay, now the people are there. But not easier because you don't know when they're going to come back. You know? Or you wonder, have we exhausted that in the first round? The second round was easier because it was shortly after. It was only a year and a half later. So by the time the second line came along, we knew we were building very much on the first one. You know, actors and all things. There was still because there were a lot of actors that came back from the first to second. But then the second and the third run is 5-year gap. And we didn't know whether this thing has died off within 5 years. Because at that time, actually, you know, now even, it's a little bit saturated with Xin Yao, you know. You know, we were very cautious not to just assume that, you know, it's going to sell, that people are going to come. You know, so the thing that we keep reminding ourselves is, don't make that assumption, don't take it for granted. Don't take it for granted that people are going to come. You still have to, you know, reach out. And that's on the you know, kind of marketing, sales, reaching out kind of a perspective. But artistically, we were never about repeating ourselves. You know, I mean, the group of people that I work with, we would all just kind of probably give each other a hard time if we decide to just repeat ourselves. They probably won't come back and do this. People like George and Joe, they probably won't come back and do this project if I say, let's just remount it and let's just get it done in 3 weeks. You know, take out the DVD, copy it, and then just get it done. You know, it's tried and tested. Why not? You know, but as performers, they won't do it.